Saturday, June 28th. OMG, my birthday party has been even more perfect than I'd imagined. It's been wonderful! I'm taking a quick break to write this, so I'll remember everything forever. Not only was my party a blast, but there were several memorable moments. Most viral video moment. Everyone dabbing and doing cool Fortnite dances, like the Floss, Hype, and Orange Justice. Most Princess Sugarplum super fangirl moment. Violet, Chase, and me trying to ride a unicorn to Baby Unicorn Island to visit Princess Sugarplum. Most sorry I'm not sorry moment. Chef Bri-Bri charging Mackenzie and Tiffany $25 to eat 15 doggy snacks. Most squee-inducing moment. Brandon and me taking a selfie. What can I say? My epic party is banging. With all the confusion about whether my birthday party was on or off, I never actually agreed to be either Brandon's or Andre's date. So I was happy that they both came to my party and didn't squabble with each other like spoiled toddlers. We all hung out together and had a lot of fun. It was amazing that everyone I invited actually came. I was super excited to see Brandon's good friend Max Crumbly and my friend Chase, who I met when I was in the exchange program at Northampton Hills. And as always, Violet totally rocked the house with her awesome DJ skills and music. I thanked Chloe and Zoe again for all their hard work and gave them a big hug. This party never would have happened without their encouragement and support. And, of course, that awesome book they gave me, My Very Rich and Trashy Life Party Planner, because life's a party and you should smile while you still have teeth. They're the best friends ever. OMG! This was one of the happiest days of my entire life! Scooby! Anyway, I have to stop writing now. Mackenzie is being super nice and wants to show me her birthday gift to make sure I like it. I guess inviting her wasn't a huge mistake after all. Hey, I'm just relieved she didn't ruin my party like in that horrible nightmare.